that when you really investigate kindness, well, both kindness for yourself and kindness for others, it's immeasurable. You can't find an edge. You can't find a limit to it. And the same with compassion and joy and equanimity. That when you have that experience of knowing that state, it's a limitless state. There's no up, there's no down, there's no edge. So we undertake this training to guide us toward really a visceral experience of knowing, of remembering, if you will, of that state. So I often like to say that metta is like doing jazz. You have to keep finding ways that make it real, because it so quickly becomes rote. How many times have you done the classical phrases? You know, may you be happy, may you know peace, may you be free from suffering. It just becomes something you do mentally without it connecting you with an embodied experience of it. So to that end, I wanted to share with you kind of a combination of some different practices. One involves using both concentration to bring in a more embodied awareness, but also to explore what it means to infuse the body with these qualities of kindness, compassion, and joy. So the technique I'd like to share with you is quite a powerful technique, a little bit of background on it. It's called open focus. It's a form of meditation it's one of those, I think it was Jean Houston talked about the discovery of ancient future technologies. It's an ancient practice, and a pioneering biofeedback researcher by the name of Les Femi was looking for ways that he could reliably move from the beta level of brainwaves, which is linear, judging, comparing, trying to figure things out, into an alpha state, which is more present in the body. And he tried different techniques, and as he was playing around, he thought, well, I wonder if I could imagine the space between my forehead and the back of my head. And when he explored that, he not only felt a shift, there was a corresponding shift in his brainwave activity. And you might just try that right now if you like. Just close your eyes. And can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the weight of your tongue? Is it possible to imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head suffused with a quality of kindness, compassion? Is it possible to imagine the space inside your right thumb filled with a quality of compassion and joy? We might just sense or monitor the effect of these inquiries. Just a few more things about the practice before we begin. You may find that as you explore, and we'll be moving systematically through the body, I'll be offering this in the form of inquiry or question. You know, can you feel or imagine? And then you simply direct your attention toward that question. You'll have about 15 seconds just to explore what's there. You may find at some point that you might get very spacey. You might feel really ungrounded, because the technique does have a way of invoking, you know, these other brainwave states. So the alpha state, where you may feel very embodied, more aware of the space in which the thoughts are arising. You may even touch into kind of the theta states and have that subjective experience of time and space, feeling a little distorted or falling away. If it feels disorienting to you, you can just open your eyes and kind of restabilize a little bit. So as we move through the practice, well, when we come to the end, I'll be offering a little inquiry into the space inside, the space outside, and some inquiry into these qualities of limitlessness, the limitlessness of emptiness, as well as the immeasurable states of kindness, compassion, joy, and empathy. At the end, we'll just have a nice period of silence for you to just spontaneously explore any form of the heart practices you feel called to. And so as you're ready, you can close your eyes. Key component in this practice is that which we've been practicing all week, cultivating this paradoxical state of deep relaxation with concentration or awareness. Can you feel or imagine the space between your eyes? Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the sinus cavities in your head? Can you feel or imagine the space between your tongue and the roof of your mouth? Can you feel or imagine the space between your upper teeth and your lower teeth? Is it possible to feel or imagine the weight or the volume of your tongue? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your ears? Can you feel or imagine the space between the root of your tongue and the crown of your head? can you imagine the space inside your head, tongue, jaw, ears, suffused with the quality of kindness, compassion? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your throat and trachea as you breathe? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your lungs as you breathe? Is it possible to feel the space inside the sinus cavities in your head, the trachea, and the lungs suffused with a quality of kindness, of compassion? Is it possible to feel the weight or the volume of your left shoulder and shoulder blade? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left shoulder joint and the left elbow? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left elbow and the left wrist? Can you feel or imagine the space between your left thumb and your left forefinger? Can you feel the space between each of the fingers? can you feel or imagine the space or the volume of the palm of the left hand? Is it possible to feel the weight or the volume of the palm, thumb, and fingers of the left hand? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of the right shoulder blade and right shoulder joint? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left shoulder joint and the left elbow, and the right elbow? Can you feel or imagine the space between the right elbow and the right wrist? Can you feel or imagine the space between the right thumb and the right forefinger? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the weight or the space inside the right palm? And can you feel or imagine the volume of the palm, thumb, and fingers? Is it possible to feel or imagine the weight and the volume of the left shoulder, the left arm, palm, thumb, and fingers, while simultaneously feeling or imagining the weight or the volume of the right shoulder, the right arm, the right palm, thumb, and fingers? Can you imagine both arms, thumbs, palms, and fingers suffused with qualities of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or compassion? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Can you feel or imagine the space between your pubic bone and your coccyx, the tip of the tailbone? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the left hip joint and the right hip joint? Can you imagine the space inside the torso and down through the abdomen and down through the floor of the pelvis suffused with qualities such as gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or compassion? Can you feel or imagine the weight, the volume, the space inside your left leg? And you feel or imagine the space inside your left big toe. Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between each of the toes on your left foot? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the left foot, including the heel and each of the toes? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space, the volume, the weight of your right leg? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right big toe? You imagine the space between each of the toes on the right foot. Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine the space inside the right foot, including the heel and each of the toes? Can you imagine the space inside both legs and feet and toes, suffused with a quality of metta? Can you imagine the space inside your left thumb while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space inside the right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the body? Can you feel or imagine this space inside the body filled and suffused with the quality of metta? Can you feel or imagine the space outside the body? Can you feel or imagine the space outside the body filled and suffused with the quality of metta? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the body and the space outside the body as one vast continuous space? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel the space inside the body and the space outside the body simultaneously filled and suffused with the quality of metta? can you feel or imagine the immeasurable quality of kindness? Can you feel or imagine the immeasurable quality of compassion? Can you feel or imagine the immeasurable quality of joy? Can you feel or imagine the immeasurable quality of equanimity or presence? Can you imagine resting in this quality of presence? Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.